Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in family and child development, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Man, some things going crazy in our nation today, and that's kind of what we want to talk about today, isn't it?
Yes, I actually want to share some information because of the racially charged current events. And, you know, I'm a parent myself, and of course my children are grown. I'm a grandparent as well, but I think I'm having a lot of thoughts and feelings about the things that I learned early on as a young child or perhaps didn't. And then also, what I talk to my own children about at an early age or not. So I think really it's a really important time for us to think about, you know, how do we talk to our children about racial bias? And I'm going to share some information today that probably will surprise a lot of people. And so I'll just go ahead and go right into it. But we know that as early as 6 months, a baby's brain can notice race-based differences. And then by ages 2 to 4, children can internalize racial bias. So if you're a parent who have young children and you think this does not impact them, hopefully this information that I'm sharing today changes your mind, okay? So we know that children learn about racial differences and racial bias from an early age, and they learn from their first teachers, which for the most part is their parents, and they learn how to deal with and how to react to these differences. And so, again, I think it's important to know the facts, know the information about child development. So by age 12, then, many children become set in their beliefs, giving parents a decade to mold the learning process so that it decreases racial bias and improves cultural understanding. So what that says is that, you know, those early years, you know, from birth all the way up to age 12, we have a huge impact on their development, and talking about racial bias is so, so very important. So as a parent, and again, parent, grandparent, maybe an aunt or uncle, how do we talk with our children about racial bias? Well, the first thing is to talk with them and acknowledge that racial differences and bias does exist, and then confront your own bias and model how you want your children to respond to others who may be different than them. And again, I think for this time, during these last, you know, a few weeks or months, maybe many of us have stopped to think about our own biases. And again, when, you know, our early years and what we maybe learned or didn't learn, those social norms that we grew up in. And then the third one is to encourage your children to challenge racial stereotypes and racial bias by being kind and compassionate when interacting with people of all racial, ethnic, and cultural groups. So I want to share a little bit more information about how parents can confront their own racial bias, because I think it's, again, it's really important for us as parents to think about our own biases. So the first one is to be a role model. Identify and correct your own racially biased thoughts, feelings, and actions. And, you know, part of that is recognizing that you may not have all the knowledge. You probably don't. Most of us don't. You don't have maybe the right words. Okay. But again, be that role model, identify and correct your own racially biased thoughts, feelings, and actions. If you want your children to believe what you preach, you have to exhibit those behaviors as well. So your everyday comments and actions will say more than anything else. And when I talk about, you know, parenting, I talk a lot about the role models that we are as parents. And so here's another instance again. We are role model. Our children are looking at us, and they see our facial expressions. They hear our voices and what we say. The second one is to have a wide, culturally diverse social network. Encourage your children to have diverse circles of friends as well. And this lends itself to engagement in multicultural activities and experiences. The third is to travel and expose your children to other communities. And this can help them understand that there is diversity in the world that might not be represented in the community that you live in. The fourth one is do not reverse stereotype police officers. in other groups or talk about law enforcement in a negative way. And then the fifth is to get involved in child school, your place of worship, and politics. Parents who are involved in this way are better able to advocate for fair treatment of racially marginalized groups and also raise awareness of race issues in other groups. So, Dave, I'm going to end with today. I've got three more little tips, but this is tips for talking about racial differences and racism and the different age groups. Okay. So for preschoolers, your child may begin to notice and point out differences in the people around you. And so if your child asks about someone's skin tone, you might say, isn't it wonderful that we are all so different? Okay. So again, welcome those questions and talk about them. How we're different, we're unique. Again, have that conversation. For grade schoolers, this is the age that it's important to have open talks with your child about race, diversity, and racism. And discussing these topics will help your child see you as a trusted source of information on the topic. And again, they'll come to you when they have more questions or they have thoughts or feelings. And the third, if your child makes comments or asks you questions about race based on school incidents or something they've read or watched, further the discussion with questions such as, how do you feel about that and why do you think that? And this is also helpful if your child heard something insensitive or if your child experienced racial bias themselves. So once again, I would encourage parents, have discussion. Talk to your children about racial bias. Know that you're not going to have all the information, and it's important and okay for you to say that, but be willing to learn yourself. And I will say, Dave, that I'm a part of our Family and Child Development Program Focus Team through, you know, K-State, and we have a lot of resources that are available. So I will try to share those resources on our website, but I also would welcome anyone to give me a phone call or email me if they have questions or want more information. We will be back in our offices today, starting today, and we may not be open to the public right away because we have to get some things organized in our office. But again, I'm available by phone at 785-229-3520, or my email is rmcfarla@ksu.edu.
All right, Rebecca, thank you very much for sharing that with us. That's an incredibly important topic these days. But coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 on the Meredith Sane Extension Report, District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.